This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One would imagine in the middle of a pandemic economy with millions of people out of work and the unemployment rate just shy of 8%, which is really high compared to the past couple of years, one would imagine it would be easy for companies to find people to hire right now. The National Federation of Independent Business begs to differ. A report out not too long ago found that more than a third of small businesses have open positions they have not been able to fill. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into that one.
About 3 weeks ago, Holly Drew started looking to hire a few more workers for the pool construction company she runs in San Diego. She's still looking.
We cannot get somebody in to interview for the life of us.
Drew says she's floored.
We get hits all the time. We call, we set up interviews, and most of the time they don't show.
That usually doesn't happen in a job market like this one. Nick Bunker is research director at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
And I can genuinely use this word. It's unique. We've never seen this before. This is one of a kind.
Bunker says one unique factor is that many unemployed workers aren't actually looking for new jobs. That's because over a third of them are on temporary layoff.
Which means they've been told they have a job to return to when the business can recall them.
As a result, the labor force is shrinking. Women have been dropping out of the workforce at high rates. Labor economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School says there's another challenge for small companies. They often can't afford to pay workers as much as larger businesses.
And they don't have the same kinds of benefits that larger businesses do. So you find that small businesses are plagued by a lot of turnover.
Federal unemployment benefits have dried up, and the future of more government relief is unclear. Many big companies, including Disney, American Airlines, and United Airlines, are announcing new layoffs, or that temporary layoffs they announced months ago are actually permanent.
A lot of other businesses related to the travel industry are going to find that they can't promise their laid-off workers that they're going to come back anytime soon.
As a result, Ghilarducci says small businesses probably won't have trouble finding workers in a few months. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.